Oh, praise the Lord. Good morning, saints. Our meditation this morning is from Psalm 145, verses 9 through 13. And I'll be reading from the NIV. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. Why should we praise the Lord? Got a few reasons here. Number one, he created us. The word says that he knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. It also says that it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. He created each one of us, and he made us as individuals and unique as well. Even twins are not identical. That is, identical twins, that is. They too are individuals, and they are unique. But nevertheless, he made us. And he supplied all of our needs. He gave us everything. He gave us clothes. He gives us food to eat. He gives us shelter. He even sends us to various schools. He allows us to go to various schools, and he gives us skills and talents. Some are God-gifted, and some of them are learned. He prepares us to work and serve wherever he places us, where he can put those skills and those talents to use. Sometimes we're placed within the Christian community, and sometimes we're not. But wherever we are placed, what we do and what we say are a witness to his grace and his glory. And whatever he does through us and for us, we must give him praise and let him know that we thank him for all that he did for us. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for all that you do for us. We thank you, Father, for the creation of each one of us, Father, and how you've blessed us throughout our lives. We thank you for our families and friends and associates. We thank you for our church family as well, dear Father. We thank you for this gathering that we're able to have here through technology. We cannot meet in our congregation, but we are together right now. And you say wherever two or three are gathered, you are there, Father. And we thank you for being in our presence this morning. We ask you, Father, to remember our first responders. You have placed them in positions of life-saving, life-giving, protection, rescue, many different aspects of being a first responder. Some of them don't even know why they're doing what they do, but they found their niche, and it's because you placed them there, Father. We thank you for their service. We thank you for their sacrifice. We also ask you, Father, to remember their families. Many of them aren't able to be with their families right now because of the situation, because of the virus. But, Father, we ask that you would continue to encourage each one, each family, and let each family know that their loved ones are appreciated and their loved ones still love them and their loved ones are not being harmed in any way and they're not trying to harm them by being in their presence. We thank you for them, dear Father. Father, we ask you to remember the bereaved families and the families of those who have fallen victims to the virus. Also remember the members of our church family, those who you have called home to be with the Lord because you said they have done their service and you say, come home, my good and faithful servant. Remember those families, Father. Undergird them and let them know that you are with the brokenhearted at all times. We ask you, Father, to remember those that are under the care of the great physician, those in our congregation that are unable to function or even hear the message this morning. But we pray, Lord, that you stand by their bedside and keep them calm and keep them comforted and give them whatever they need. We also ask, Father, to remember those in our congregations that have health issues but are not confined, but you give them the strength and whatever they need to continue to move forward and to accomplish the task that you have given them, Father. And we say thank you for that. We pray, Lord, for those who are in leadership positions in our country. Pray that they make the right moves and give us the right advice and give us the comfort that we need in knowing that we are heading in the right path. We ask you, Father, for the unity of our nation, because they are factions that are kind of going this way and that, Father, but we know that there has to be unity, and we pray, Lord, that you will bring us together as one nation. As your pledge says, one nation under God, indivisible. And we ask you to do that for us, dear Lord. We ask you to remember our pastor as she continues to work and lead us, Father. You have placed her in our midst as our leader, as our spiritual leader. We ask you to continue to bless and encourage her and keep her strong and keep her wisdom, Father. Help her to be wise in the things that she tells us and advises us, and give her the courage and give her the stamina that she needs to go forward each day, because she is under a great amount of pressure, Father, and stress in taking care of your people. But we thank you for her nevertheless. We thank you for all that you do for us, dear Father, and we thank you for all that you're going to do. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we say, amen. Have a blessed day, saints.